Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. The West Delaware Hawk boys basketball team improved to 3-0 last night. 1-0 in non-conference play as they took down the Bobcats of Western Dubuque in Epworth. Final score 64-59. Rough start for the Hawks for the second game in a row as Western Dubuque jumped out to a 10-0 run to start the ball game. Hawks battled back, trailed by 6 at the end of one quarter, 18-12, and then outscored the Bobcats 22-10 for a 34-26 halftime advantage. They continued the outscoring theme, 18-12 in the third quarter for a 52-40 lead heading into the fourth. Bobcats came back and outscored the Hawks 19-12 in that final period, but it wasn't enough as the Hawks won by 5. Hawks third-year head coach Drake Skirring talks about the tremendous effort by his team once they settled in.
3-0 sounds much better than 2-1. You know, our guys battled. We struggled to make some shots early, and their pressure bothered us early. A lot of teams are going to see that on film, too, that we don't handle pressure well early. I'm sure we'll see that more, so we've got to get better at that. But the bounce back from our kids and the relentlessness that they have is something special.
The Hawks made 9 three-pointers on the night. Maddox Lott led the way with 3 of them and 21 points total. 16 points for Bryce Smith, 8 for John Beswick, 7 for Griffin Lott. Tyrus Werner had 6, 3 for Hayden Linus and Conrad Smith. Davion Gaston led the way for Western Dubuque, 22 points. Caleb Klein had 10, 11 for Caden Singh, 6 apiece for Canyon Bright and Will Hafer, and 2 points added by Colin McDermott. The game that lasted 1 hour and 20 minutes saw 5 lead changes and 1 tie. It was the 33rd meeting between the two programs since the mid-2000s. The Hawks have now won 13 of them and 7 at Western Dubuque of the 14 in Epworth played as they ended a 3-game win streak for the Bobcats. The Hawks have another non-conference game tonight, this time at home inside Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School as they host the Class 4A Rams of Dubuque Senior. Coach Skirring shared his thoughts on the mindset his team will have to come back effectively even after a win.
The hard part for these guys will be is it was an emotional game, a close game against a bigger school than us. You know, we're going to have to be able to get some rest and bounce back and be ready to go energized tomorrow from the tip. Hopefully not 6 minutes into the game like we continue to see.
In other coverage area play last night, non-conference flavor, it was Beckman falling to North Lynn near Troy Mills, 65-51. Maquoketa Valley beating Central Elkader in Delhi, 64-44. Independence with a 7-point win over Central City, 55-48. Edco was toppled by MFL Marmac, 97-22. And center point Urbana got the better of the Blue Raiders of Anamosa, 70-30. On the girls' side, Edco was edged up in Monona against MFL Marmac, 69-66. A mostly full slate of high school girls and boys basketball coming up tonight. Our featured game will come from Seedorf Gymnasium for the West Delaware Hawk boys, entertaining Dubuque Senior. That'll be live on our KMCH Sports video stream only at KMCH.com around 7:15 with our coverage beginning. Bill Logan and I will have all the action of the Hawks hosting the Dubuque Senior Rams. To Iowa Hawkeye basketball news now, All-American Caitlin Clark on the women's side of things earned Big Ten Player of the Week honors for her historic performances against North Carolina State and Wisconsin in the past week. The announcement was made yesterday by the Big Ten Conference office. It marks Clark's 13th weekly award from the league, which is fifth most in Big Ten history. She led all scorers in both games with 45 points against the Wolfpack and 22 at Wisconsin. The 45-point performance in the ACC Big Ten Challenge was the most points by a Division I women's basketball player this season. It was the fourth arena record Clark has set in her career. Clark and the number 16-ranked Hawkeyes are set to host number 10 Iowa State in the Iowa Corn Cyhawks series coming up tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. The game will be televised on ESPN2. Hawkeye men's junior forward Chris Murray has been named the ESPN Men's Basketball National Player of the Week and Big Ten Co-Player of the Week. Yesterday as well, Murray shares the conference honor with Purdue's Zach Edey. Murray powered the Hawkeyes to a convincing 85-61 win over Georgia Tech in the ACC Big Ten Challenge last Tuesday night. He exploded for 31 points, 20 boards, 4 assists, and 4 three-pointers with 2 blocked shots. He reached double-digit rebounds and points in the first 13 minutes of the game. Murray and the Hawkeyes will face number 15 Duke tonight. That'll be live here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app, starting at 7:30 with pregame coverage from the Hawkeye Radio Network with Gary Dolphin and Bobby Hansen, with an 8:30 tip time inside the Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden in New York, as that will be televised on ESPN. Top 25 men's college basketball from last night. Number 18, Gonzaga, held off Kent State 73-66. It was number 22, San Diego State, outlasting Troy 60-55. Week number 13 of the NFL season in the books as Tampa Bay got past New Orleans 17-16 on the late game efforts by quarterback Tom Brady. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.